Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kif Zayin, and we're learning from three lines from the bottom of Kif Vav Umid Beis.
Kuf.
Rabbi Cohen corrects me and he says it's Kuf Vav Umid Beis. This is the third memra that we have on Kuf Vav Umid Beis of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Umar Rabbi Yochanan. Third memra, three lines from the bottom, the Umar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Umar Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoyin Tanas Ganva Pikodoin, Eine Chayiv Achi Yichbar Mimikzas. The yoide b'mitzas, there has to be a partial hoida'om. Meaning, what is this all about? We all know when it comes to the halacha of halva'a, that if you have Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, lehoyu dvorim me'olim, I don't owe you anything. Either because I never took a loan, or I already paid you. That's what's called a koifer b'koil. Koifer b'koil, the halacha is, there is no chiyav shvua, and if neither of them have edim, it's a stalemate, he doesn't have to pay him anything. If Reuven wants to get money from Shimon, he's going to have to bring edim. No shvua involved, because he was a koifer b'koil. What happens, however, if he's a moide b'mitzas, meaning, he says, about the $100 that you spoke about, wasn't 100, it was only 50. Why? Because the original loan was only 50, or the original loan was 100, but I paid you 50, there's only 50 remaining. That's what we call a moedim mitzvah. Then the third is machayiv to make a shvur. If he makes a shvur, then he only has to pay 50, and he's off the hook on the other 50. If he refuses to make a shvur, then he has to go and pay the full $100. Where do we take this from? Because it says in the pasuk, Achiyoyim arkihuzeh, adulhim yovidvar shneim. This kihuzef and this lacham learn the din of moedim mixes. Vishtaitis in the words kihuzef. This is a famous pshat that is brought by the Rishonim. Kihuzef means kihu ze. The word hu is a nister. Ze is a nigla. Nister means that it's a third party. Nigla means it's a second party. Kihu. That hu, it's ze. Meaning that the loyva says, or the loyva says back to the malva, you said it's a big who, it's a third party, it's $100. Nah, it's not 100. It's there. It's only $50. 50 out of the 100. But to us. Anyway, the Maisa is a din of Moedim Mixes. This is a din of Moedim Mixes. Everybody agrees throughout Shas and throughout the Paskim that this refers to a halva. But what is very, very unusual and unique is that this Pasik does not appear in the parsha of Halvois, it appears in the parsha of Shomrim by Yishai Mechinim. The Pasuk talks about Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Salma, Al Kol Aveda Sheyoymar Kihu Ze, Ad Ulehim Yavidvar Shneim, Asheyashiun Elihim Yishalim Shneim Lurieu. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which deals with the din of Yishai Mechinim. As we'll see in a moment, the Derech Klal, we hold like Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, that Reb Chiya Bar Yosef says that Iruv Parshiyos Kosev Kan. Iruv Parshiyos means that although this Pasuk appears in the Parsha of Shomrim, it's really only a Halvo'o Dika Pasuk, a Halvo'o Dika Haloch. By Shomrim, you don't need to have a din of Moed V'mixes. However, that's the Chiddush of Reb Chiya Bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan, that even Legabe Hilchos Shomrim, there's also the concept of a Moed V'mixes. So getting back to our Gemara, Reb Chiya Bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan, after Yintan is Ganav Bipi Kodoy, if you have a Shomer that says, I'm sorry, the Bikodon was stolen, and then afterwards it turns out that he was the Ganav, Ein Echayiv, when will he have to go and pay Kefil? Achiyich b'miktas v'yoyde b'miktas. It's got to be a case that he's moide partially and he's koifer partially. What's moide partially or koifer partially? For instance, Reuven says to Shimon, don't you remember I appointed you to be a shomer over my two horses, Lamarshal? Give me back my horses. Zoktach yet, Shimon, of the two horses, one of them I already gave you back, and the other one was stolen. Or, he says, one of them I have for you, and one of them was stolen. Or, of the two, you only gave me one, you didn't give me two. The other one I have for you. See, he's more even mixed this. He's not saying that there was no such thing. He says, there was takeh, however, only 50%. I already gave you back one of them, or one of them was lost, or you never gave me that second one. But one of them, he says, was gigamvit, was stolen. So therefore he's been koyvim mixes, yoyda mixes. So the easy case is that he says of the two of them, one I have for you, it's in the agam, it's in the corral, it's in the barn, I'll give it to you. The other one, he says, was stolen. So therefore you have a hoidovim mixes and a koyvim mixes. Yeah.
If he tied us, I gave you a zinte horse,
a thoroughbred horse.
A thoroughbred horse, and gives him back a baby horse. Is this considered my de bevitzas?
It's a very interesting question you ask. In Mitzvah, when we get to Maseches Bamatzia, we deal a lot with these Haidor and Kfira. Gemara talks about, for instance, if To'am loy bechitim v'hoida loy b'sa'orim. He said, you owe me wheat, and he said, I don't owe you wheat, I owe you barley. The question is that considered to be a moidim amiktis or not? In terms of money, it's certainly a moidim amiktis, because chitim is worth $100, and the b'sa'orim are worth $50. However, there's a mandiyam that says that this is, he is toyin loy in one min, and he is koyfer in another min, then it's not considered moidim amiktis, it's got to be in the same min itself. So the information we get to it, we'll talk about those types of shaitas. But for our purposes, the bottom line is, if you want to be machayiv a shoimer to go and pay kefil because he was toyin tanas ganav, he says it was stolen, and it turned out that he was the thief, he's telling the truth, it was stolen, because he himself stole it. When can you machayiv him kefil? Zokta b'chibar abban b'yichar, and only if there was a hidor b'miktsas and a feet of a mixus. What would be the case? He told him, I gave you two horses. Of the two horses, he says, one of them is stolen, the other one I have for you, and therefore he's moida and he's koifer. Then he's got to pay kefil if it turns out afterwards that he himself was the thief.
So this is not teaching us the law of shrua by Picardo, this is teaching us the law of kefil by Picardo.
Did you hear me say anything differently?
No, I felt like it was talking about shrua, I'm sorry.
Nothing means you're sorry about it, that's fine. So ain't a chai, the word chai means to go and pay kefil. When is a chai to go and pay kefil? If it was moidim mixes and kefil mixes. My time, what's the reason? How do you know? Do you have a crop? Because in the passing of Shabbat it says, ki huzeh, the makar for hilchos moidim mixes. However, pling the b'chir by Yosef. This Rav Chiya bar Abba disagrees with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. The Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Irav Parshis Kosev Kan. What means Irav Parshis? Irav normally we think means that it's mixed together. Not really that it's mixed. As we'll see in the Rashi in a moment, it means that the Pasuk of Kiuzeh is out of place according to our seichel. Look at the top Rashi, Irav Parshis. Pasuk Shumi Parsha Acheres. A pasuk which should appear somewhere else, this Arabizu somehow got mixed into the parsh of Shomron. Sheinu mekaymai the high kuse beim kesef talve es ami havele the mechtevim. We're talking about hilchos halva. The hasam koi tila b'hach parshes to be kadoim below yodom and mixes machayiv. Normally, when it comes to big doinos, you don't talk about it has to be a moedim mixes. Normally, you say it's toyin tanas ganav, and afterwards it turns out that it's not true. Because there are Edom, he has to go and pay kefil. We never talk about a moidim mixes, koivim mixes. This is a new concept, and therefore Rabbi Chiya Yosef says, although the pasuk Yuzeh is here in Parsha Shomron, it doesn't really belong here. Now, is this Chas V'Shalom sort of editor's mistake? Then he was writing the script, and by mistake he put the pasuk in the wrong place. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why Kodesh Baruch Hu did this, we cannot possibly fathom. That this pasuk really is halva pasuk and not a pikodin pasuk. Therefore, he disagrees with the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. It's in the pasuk. He was al milva udichsiv. Thank you, Ramayishna milva. What's the reason why there's a difference in halacha? Okay, fine. The pasuk is in the right place. The pasuk is in the wrong place. But why should there be a difference between hilchas avah and hilchas shamran? Why don't you say everywhere ki who's there moedim mixes, or everywhere not? What's the difference? Umayishnam was gemarkid rabba. This is a famous rabba that we learned at the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia. So rabba diem rabba neima umr toira moedim mixes atani yeshava. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu be mechayiv a person if he was moedim mixes to make a shvua, and if it's a koyfer bakoil? Then he doesn't make a shvua. L'chayit, it's ironic. If the guy says, I don't owe you a penny, you don't have to make a shvua. If he's a nice guy, he says, I confess, I owe you 50%, now you gotta make a shvua. Because he's a nice guy, because of that, we go and give him special dispensation that he has to make a shvua. It seems to be a choyit and niska type of situation. However, the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The name of the Torah to make it is Atani Yishava. Because Chazaka ain't other may is pon with nay bal choivoi. We have a Chazaka, the person is not may is pon him. Why is the person not may is pon him, Zuktrashi? Because the guy did him a favor. He lent him $100, $1,000. For him to go and say, nah, you didn't lend me any money. Be pastis. How could a person have such a chutzpah, such gall to go and say, you didn't lend me the money? He lent him the money. This person really wants to be koifer because unfortunately he is stretched on funds. Fortunately, he's going through very difficult times and he doesn't have the money. And therefore he would like to be koifer and say, I don't owe you anything. The reason why he's not koifer, like we just said, he can't be meizpanim. So now what's the other side of the coin? Since he cannot possibly be koifer because he doesn't have that chutzpah, he really should go and say, you're right, I owe you the money. After all, he did a matoiva, he should go and be moida. What's the reason why he's koifer partially? If I'm going to be a nice guy and say I owe you everything, he's going to go and be tadeya the entire amount, and he's going to get a psak din for bezin, I owe the entire amount, and I don't have the funds now to go and pay him. And therefore, ishtamatli miyahashta, what I want to do is kind of use a stalling tactic, a delay tactic, and havli zuzim parana. Let's go and first agree that I owe only 50%. I'll try to get at least 50% now. And Amir Hashem, I'll pay you the rest of the money in 6 months or a year from now. He's not going to tell him I'm going to pay you the rest. Because then he'll be able to go and get a psak that you owe me the other 50. He doesn't want people to talk about the other 50 because then he'll press him now against the wall. Pay me now. So in the meantime, I'm going to tell him, yeah, I agree with you on 50%. Yo, I owe you 50%. And therefore he will be able to go and use this as a stalling and delay tactic.
But realistically, some people just say, just deny completely. Why they know the mayors?
They say b'shem the Satmaruv. The Satmaruv said that all chazukas that you find in Shas do not apply today, with the exception of the chazuka that ain onim pereyas choyvay lefnei zmanoi. The chazuka that a person doesn't pay before maturity. That chazuka is not kiblim. But all the other chazukas that you find in the Torah, unfortunately, today. And therefore, it's hard for us to understand, but lighter, sedum chutzafim, what can you do? Anyway, but getting back to Agamar, the Gemara says that he wants to just delay. At Havli Zuzuprana, when I'll be able to go and scratch together the rest of the money, I'll pay you off the rest. Hilkoch, therefore, Ramar, Rahman, Shvuil, yeah? Because he spoke especially, put a shvu on him, so that he should be moida on the entire amount, and not to try to go and stall. And he might have mixed this because really he owes the entire amount. However, this whole svara of delay applies to halva because he doesn't have the money. Why by pikadon is he meyuz meyuz? Says Rashi, the ain kantoiva. The reason why ain other meyuz ponav v'fnei bal choivoi because the bal choiv dinam atoiva. He lent him $100. He doesn't have the gall and the chutzpah to go and say no, it's not true. However, by the Bikodoin, he did a toive for the other guy, especially if he's a Shoymachinam. Who asked you to go and give me this object? Every single morning I wake up, I'm nervous, I check in the closet, I check in the safe, is it still here? Did somebody steal it? I'm nervous every single day. So therefore, Legabi, the case of Halvo, the creditor, the loive has a makir toive, and therefore he's not going to be koifer. But here, the one that should be makir toive is the balim of this bikodoin and the one, the mafkid, as opposed to the shoyim, because the shoyim is the one that's doing him a favor. So therefore he has no compunctions about being meis panim, and therefore he'll be meis and meis. What do you have to do under those circumstances? Look, let's to Rashi. Hilkach, afilu kofar bekulei, rami rachmane shvua alei. Even if he's a kofar bakoil, when it comes to hilchois bikdoinois, the Torah put a shvua on him. Now this Rashi sounds like a simple Rashi, it's only a few words, but that's the reason why you have the long Keshvis, and you have tons of Rishonim. Because in fact, there's a big machloikis, what's the loch of a koifer bakoil, legabe a pikodoin. Legabe koifer bakoil, legabe a regular halvo, kuli alamoide, no chiv in a Torah, only a chiv shvua, it's called a shvuas hesis midrabanim. However, the Gabi Pikodoin, Rashi holds that if he denies his koifer bakoil, make a shvua. However, other Rishonim disagree and say there is no chiv shvua whatsoever by Pikodoin. If you want to go and prove that it's yours, bring evidence, bring edus, bring documents. However, there is no chiyuv shvuah. This is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and many other rishonim.
Don't they have a basis, each one, Tosfos Rashi, as to why they reach that conclusion?
They absolutely do.
So tell me, so how can you have a contradiction in two?
Not a contradiction. It's the first machlokes you ever found in Shas. You know, we have, yeah, every day we have 12 machlokes.
If you bring from a posuk, whatever it is you understand, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, how can you deny the existence of a posuk?
Okay, so the point is, since it says ki huzeh, and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says that this posik is out of place. It shouldn't be in the parsha of Shamrim. It should be in the parsha of Avos. Okay, so let's extract it. Let's remove it from the parsha of Shamrim. Put it by Avos. There by Moedim Mixis, you have to make a shvuah. Now by Shamrim, we don't have a posik anymore. So what's the halacha? Do you have a shvuah? Don't you have a shvuah? Yeah, shvuah Hashem tia ben shneim. Maskim. But is that talking about a kefir kofir bakoil? We're talking about Bechlal Nisht, and therefore our Gemara doesn't address that. That's already Machloikim Tin Rashi and Toysis and other Rishon.
Don't they have a Nisara in the Torah as to what?
Rekho, did you ever see a person wearing a Rabbeinu Tam Tzvi? Don't they have a Masayda of what it says in
Tzvi?
Okay. Anyway.
Rekho, you said you need like 30 pairs of films.
Okay, so let's continue on. So we have so far this Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, similarly, Hani Rami Bar Chama Arba Shoimrim. Says now Rami Bachama, that concept that we just spoke about now, this koifer bakrit, it has to be avdor b'miktzas, even by a pikadon. This doesn't only apply by a shem chinam, this applies across the board by all four shomer. Now here the Gemara doesn't go and say precisely what the chiyav is. He just says, "Avot tzrichin kfir b'miktzas v'dor b'miktzas." Here in the top Rashi, Rashi says, "Koydim she is chayvu shvuah." This is what Barry was pointing out at the outside of the shir, outset of the shir. The Reb Chiya bar Abba Om Reb Yochanan, when he said that you have to have Aydom B'mixus, we're talking about the Hilchos Kefil. The Mechayiv and Kefil, you have to go and have a Aydom B'mixus and Shua B'mixus. According to Rav Machoma, according to Rashi, it sounds like, not only for the Kefil, but even to be Mechayiv and Shvua, I have Aydor B'miktzis and a Kfir B'miktzis. Well, why should I distinguish between the two? Because Rav Machama just talks in general. These four Shamim, Tzrichin, Kfira, B'miktzis, Aydor B'miktzis. Mash'enker, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan said, Atoin Tan is Ganav, Bipi Kodoin. He has to have Kfira B'miktzis, Aydor B'miktzis. Why does he talk about Toyin Tan is Ganav, Bikodoin? Because Toyin Tan is Ganav, Bikodoin is different than, for instance, Toyin Tan is Ovad, Bipi Kodoin. Toyin Tanis of Bikodoin, you only have to go and pay one time Keren. Toyin Tanis Ganeth, you have to go and pay Kefil. Oh, so Taka sounds like, couldn't you Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, when do you have a Chiva paying Kefil? Only if he was Toyin Tanis Ganeth on 50%, one of the two horses, Lamashal. And now on that, afterwards we find out two Edom come and say, it's not true. He did have both horses, and he himself stole the horse. Oh, in such a case, then you have to go and pay kefil because it was a dor b'miktzis and a kfir b'miktzis. Here we're talking about in general, mechayv a shvuah. Shvuah Hashem tia ben shneim says our gemara you have to have a dor b'miktzis and kfir b'miktzis. Who are the four shalim? They hein shemachin b'shal v'isocha v'ha soichem. Where does Rami Bachama take this from? Amar Rav my timer. To Rami Bachama, k'shem mechinam behedik zevay shnei pefesh ki yuzeh. That's the pasuk that we quoted before. That's the makor of moed b'miktzis. By both the parsha of Shemechinim and the parsha of Shemesacha, they both start off the same way. One of the parshas says Ki Iten Ish Arieu Kesef Oikelim Lishmar, the Gunim Bebeisa Ish. The other one says Ki Iten Ish Arieu Shemor Shor Oichamor Oiseh Oi, etc. So therefore, both of them start off with Ki'itain. One is talking about the Shem Achinim, one is talking about the Shem Asachar. So I learn up Ki'ita, Ki'ita, Nesina, Nesina, one from the other. Agzeira Shava, that there too you have to have Hoidor B'miktzis. Shoyel is because afterwards the parish begins V'chi Yish'al Ish. Why does it start off with a Vav? Could say Ki Yish'al. The Vav is Moisef Al Inyan Risha, and the same halach applies. What about a Seicher? Ilman Yamek Yishayz V'Sachar, Hayin Yishayim V'Sachar. Ilman Yamek Yishayim V'Chinam, Hayin Yishayim V'Chinam. We have throughout Shas and Machloikis, what's the status of a Sachir of a Seicher? Whether he's considered to be a Shayim V'Chinam or a Shayim V'Sachar, regardless, it makes no difference. If he's a Shayim V'Chinam, I have Ki Huzeh. If he's a Shayim V'Sachar, I have the fact that the Nesina Nesina Yalef mit a gzeira shav. Why doesn't the Gemara identify who says what? Because that in itself is a machloikis. One of them is Reb Meir, and one of them is Reb Yehuda. But as we've had previously in our Masechta, one says Reb Meir holds his kishem achinam, and Reb Yehuda holds his kishem asachar. And there's another man that says the other way around, that Reb Meir holds that a sachar is kishem asachar, and Reb Yehuda is kishem achinam. But Masa doesn't make a difference, lagabi ar halucha. According to Rambam Bacham, in all cases, you have to have kfir b'mektis, and ha'idor b'mektas.
And Chiyah bar Yosef argues on all these?
Reb Chiyah bar Yosef argues, in fact, the point that you're making is exactly the Rashi. If you look at the Rashi on the third line at the very top, third line, Utrami Bachama Palig at the Bchir Bar Yosef, exactly like you said, because couldn't have Bchir Bar Yosef, Iruv Parshius Kosev Kan, and so therefore this whole concept of Aydor B'Mixis is totally foreign. It has no place in this Pasuk whatsoever. It's not talking about Pikodim, it's only talking about Halva. Just like you said, a grois is shekoyach.
Excuse me, one question. So in the beginning we said, Amachad Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, sometimes it's called Inchayv Achi, Shiyakor Mixas Yodim Mixas. So we're talking about Chiyuv of Kefel. I don't understand the Kiddush then. If someone says something stolen and proves to be the Ganef, of course they pay Kefel. What's the Kiddush? When I thought he was talking about Shvua, I said, okay, he's talking about Shvua. But now that it's clear that he's talking about Chayv Kefel, what's the chiddush? If somebody claims gneva, they're the ganav. They're of course the chayv. The ganav is chayv kefel.
Beautiful, beautiful. What happens if there was only one horse and not two horses? And the mafkid comes to the shoyim and says, "Give me back my horse." And the shoyim says, "The horse was stolen. He's toyin tanis ganav." And he makes a shavua that it was stolen. And then after that, two edim come on the scene and they say, "You know who the thief was? The Shoimer himself. He has it. Of course, you can't find it in his barn because he parked it in
the Agam.
And the Agam.
Place a Gemach.
Yeah, exactly. He parked it somewhere. Place means it went away on its own. Yeah. He's the Ganef. He parked it there. Anyway.
Why does he have to swear?
No, let's just finish the concept over here. So you have a Toyin Tanis Ganef with a Shavua, and then afterwards it finds out through two Adam that he himself was the Ganef. What's the halacha?
Well, he pays
Kefal. Oh, that's what you say.
Is a shvua considered the payment or not? That's what he had to go.
That's Rav, but Rav only talking about a toyin tanis ovad, not toyin tanis ganef. You forgot the end of the sugya. Go back to Kuf Vav Omid Aleph. El Amarova, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Kol Hoida Loishna Toyin Ganef Tinjan Ovad. All the same. Leomer Rav Doksiv Befedish. You have to pay Keren Bechoimish and bring an Oshel. Toyin Tanis Ganef Ubo Edom Nami Leomer Rav Doksiv Tashlumei Kefil. Avada. That's not what Rav is talking about. Kikomer Rav. When's Rav talking about Kikosh Toyin Tanis Ovad? But there is no Kefil. What's the din over there? Then you have to go and pay the question. You have to pay the Keren. Without Rav, you do have to pay the Keren. According to Rav, you don't have to pay the Keren because it says Veloka Ba'olav for Lo Yishalim. Ba'olav go and take the Shvur, you don't go and have to pay the Keren. Shvur's Bezin, right? And it has to be the Loy Kofad, Betoyich Bezin, everything. 100% Baruch Hashem, everybody remembers. Ah, Givaldik. But let's get back to our Gemara. Our Tog Gemara Tumah, Toyin Tanis Ganef. Toyin Tanis Ganef says, Rav says, I'm out of here, I'm not talking about Toyin Tanis Ganef. Toyin Tanis Ganef, Avada, if he made a Shvur, we'll get back to your question in a moment, Toyin Tanis Ganef, Mita Shvur, and afterwards Edom came and he said that he himself was the Ganef, what do you have to do?
Return the Karen, certainly.
Yeah, do you have to pay Kefil?
I'm not clear if we pass like Rav or not, but I know.
Rav has nothing to do with Toyin Tanis Ganef. Forget about Rav. Rav is Toyin Tanis Ovad. Forget.
Somebody steals. Excuse me, I have a principle from Rav the Karen. Somebody steals and they're found to be the thief, the Chayv Kefil.
That's a regular thief. A regular thief. Okay. It be Isser. If a person steals, in a stealthful manner, that he's not a gazan but he's a ganef, what's the halacha? If they're edim, then he has to go and pay kefil. You're absolutely right. There's no question about that. We're talking about a person that the heter osaliyode. Talking about a shem.
Okay, we said the person who accepts the kefil, then the chacham lo no chacham imenu. They didn't want to accept it.
That's after the gzeira of Revi. Revi said there was a story about that the wife said to the husband, "You're going to do tshuva now, Rika, you empty guy. I'm going to even lose my avnet. I'm going to lose my belt and chas v'shalom. The pants will fall down." And so therefore, said, Rebbe, you shouldn't go and accept from such an individual. Yeah, mask, but that's a takana of later. We're talking about now biblical. We're talking about minatera. What's Zalach? The Torah says, if Chas V'Shalom, a person steals, he's a ganav. And afterwards, there aid them, he has to go and pay kefil. You're absolutely right. But now we're talking about the heter osaliyade. A shoimer, a nice guy. We gave him the object. We thought he's a nice guy. What happened is, afterwards, when I come to get back my object, Jacques de shoimer, it was stolen. He's toyin kanes kanet. What? How can it be stolen? Jacques de teda, shvuas Hashem tia beit shneim. And mizmachan a shvua. Okay, so he makes a shvua. It was stolen. Okay, he's off the hook, he doesn't have to pay anything. And guess what happened? And then a day later, a week later, you're going to ask me whether the case is still open, not open, assuming the case was still open. Adam come and say, here is the gun, if they show him himself, he's the one that stole it, and he went in it. And we know where it is, it's in a safe deposit box, it's in the agam, it's here, it's there, we know it's around, he was the gun of himself. Do you have to pay kefil in such a case?
No, I'm not sure.
The answer is, until today's Gemara, of course you pay kefil. That's the din of Toyin Tanis Ganav. Mit ay shvua. Mit zvei eidim. You have to go and pay kefil. Period.
Now it's a machloikis.
What's a machloikis? Reb Chiya ben Avraham, Reb Yochanan says, the only time you pay kefil in such a circumstance is if there was a hoidor b'mitzas and a kfir b'mitzas. How can you go and steal a half a horse? It would be, you'd have to do a lot of horsing around to accomplish that. So therefore, we make it easy. There were two horses. One of the horses, he says, yes, I have it for you. Sure, I'll give it back. I might do a mix this year. But the other one was stolen. What can I do? It was stolen, really? How was it stolen? When was it stolen? Zok de Bezen, Macha Shavua. I make a shavua that it was stolen. And then afterwards, two Adam come and say that that second horse was not stolen. And it's parked in the second Agam. Oh. And therefore, he was the thief. What's the halacha now? That's the case where you'd have to go and pay kefil. However, there's only one horse, and therefore he's a kofer bakoil. No kefil. Why? Because the whole bit of the shvuv is, it's got to be oidol mixes and a kofer mixes. It's good. Fine. So you ask, what's the chiddush of Chiyuv Avraham Rav Yochanan? Of course, if you make such a shvuv and we find it with aid, then you have to pay kefil. It's not of course. The Chiyuv Avraham Rav Yochanan's chiddush is that only if you have two horses or more, or to have two horses, it could be two elephants, but it has to be that the person is moidim mixes and koifim mixes, then the halach is you pay kefil. But if it's a koifim bakoil, you don't go and pay kefil according to Reb Chiya bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan. But Reb Chiya bar Yosef disagrees and he says, forget about hoidom mixes, that's a parsha of halvah, nothing to do with pikodim. Why is it written in pikodim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided in his divine wisdom to put it here, but it's an Ir of Parshiyos, it doesn't really belong here, it belongs in the Parsha of Halva, so it makes no difference, it's a Koyf and Bakoyf, or is it Moed Lemixis by Pikodon, you always have to go and pay, Kefil, if he's a Toyin Tanis Ganav, Mit Ashvua, and two Edim come and say, he himself was a Ganav.
One last question, please, on this.
Yeah, one more question.
So, obviously, my Shomachina, because if it's Ganav, only Shomachina is part of the Ganeva. So, right now,
it's not as obvious as you're making it out to be. What you're saying makes sense.
Okay, then.
The Gemara said what you said about 20 or 30 blad ago, right. And then you remember the Gemara said, smooth design. We could be talking about a Shemer Socher as well.
According to what it says, Shemer Socher is like how do we Shemer Socher?
You're saying, you're thinking about a Socher.
Right.
Shemer Socher, the Gemara said, what happens if he's Toyin Tanis Listen Mizuyan?
Oh, right.
The Gemara said, according to that Sugyat, Listen Mizuyan also has the status of a Ganav and not the status of a Gafim. Anyway, that was the Alta Sugya from before. You're right, we're talking about the case of a Shemer Chinam, but it could be talking about a Shemer Socher with a Toyin Tanis Listen Mizuyan, where that would be the same halach. On to the next Shikli Gemara on Kuv Zayin and Medvei, Vam Rukhi by Yosef. Hatoyin Tanis Ganav be Kodon. Eine Chayv at Sheyishlach Bo Yad. To be Chayv Kefil, Rashi again says Eine Chayv Kefil. When he Chayv Kefil, when he's Sheleach Yad. Sheleach Yad means that before he even made the Shvua, we have Edim that he himself misappropriated that Pikodon. How do you misappropriate a Pikodon? If he gave him an axe to go and watch for the next 30 days. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a month. I leave you my ox. I want it back when I return. Sure, no problem. Give me a receipt. And afterwards, he goes and says the ox was stolen. And he makes a shvua. And afterwards, we have two Edom that say that he, Taka, was the thief himself. Normally would say, okay, Kohen give, you have to pay kefil. He says, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, when do you have to pay kefil? Only if he himself was a Shaleach Boyad. Shaleach Boyad means that he himself used that shor during the 30-day period of the Pikot. He gave him the ox to watch, but not to work with it. He was Shaleach Boyad, he worked with it during that 30-day period. And then after that, we come to him and say, give back the shor, it was my pikadoi. And he goes and says, it was stolen. And he makes a shvua. And then two eidim come and say, you're the guy that stole it. Then he has to go and pay kefil. But it had to be that it was a shlichus yad pre-shvua. My time, where do you take this from? Because it's in the pasuk. V'nikra balabais elu alehim. The balabos, the mafkid, goes to the bezdin. Im lo yisholach yodim lechas re'eyu. If he was not shaleach yad. And then the pasuk continues on that he has to go and make a shavua. When can he make a shavua? And then the pasuk says at the end, what happens if we have two eidim that show that he was the ganef himself? Asher yashiun elihim yishalim shnayim l'ri'eyu. If the bezin after the mashia knows that they find him guilty, then he has to go and pay kefil. But what was the case? The nikra balabais elihim leshalach yodim lechus riyeh. He's trying to get exempt from paying kefil by making this false shvua. But if it turns out asher yashiun elihim that Hitaka was guilty. He was guilty because not only made a full shvua, but Hitaka was shaleach yad. Machlal, the shalach boyad, mechayiv. The only time he can get a ptur if he makes a shvua and he was not shaleach boyad, im lo shalach yodei, and he makes a shvua, and we pat him because no new eidim came. However, if new eidim came on the scene, it turns out that the shvua was a full shvua, and he was shaleach bayad lemem de b'shalach bayad askinan, then he would be mechayev kefil. So now we've had a brand new chiddush that we didn't know about until now. Until today, we assumed that any single shomer, as long as he's toyin tanis ganav, he makes a shvua, and then after his two eidim come, he's got to pay kefil. So the first chiddush that we had this morning was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan says no, not by one horse. Only by two horses, because you got to be a Moed Mimiktis and a Koif Mimiktis. And now, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, who disagrees, because Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef is the one that said, Ere Parshis, no Din Moed Mimiktis, but he says, but I have my own limitation. When do you go and pay kefil? Only if there was also a Shlichus Yad that the Shoimer used and abused. Didn't have to abuse it, but he used this chayfetz or this horse or whatever was given to him, the Toiras Pikodoin, and he made a full shvua, and he said, Toyin Tanis Ganet, and it turns out with two eidim that he was the Ganet, oh, then he's got to go and pay kefil.
What's considered the Ganet if he took out the horse and plowed with it?
Exactly, or normally you would go and plow with a shor, with an ox. So presumably you'd ride the horse, or you'd use it for freight. Chamorim used for freight, and the horse was using for riding. So any type of malacha that you would use it for. Rashi says, "Ki koin she'osek b'malacha." He did a malacha with that thing. So by inanimate object, it would be a little bit more difficult. Unless perhaps, for instance, if he gave him shmira, go and watch my fancy chair, and then afterwards people sat on the chair. So that presumably would also be a case she'osek b'malacha. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, you have to be shaleach yad. We're going to see, by the way, a little bit further down the Omer, there's going to be another man, the Omer, that's going to say, Pugfaket, that you're only Chayef Kefil if he was not Shaleach Bayad. But this is Chiya bar Yosef holds, you're only Chayef Kefil if he was Shaleach Bayad.
Go back for a second to my other case. You guys forget the exception for the Muslim Mizuyim Shomer Sachar.
Yeah.
And Shomer Chinami makes three Shavuos.
Which three shuas?
Shlo Peshati Bo, Shlo Shlach Liyad, Shein
B'Shusi. How do you know?
We're from B'Mitzia.
You know, not only that, if you just let your eyes roll ahead about 20 lines, you'll see towards the bottom of the Amid, Shlo Shvuah, Shmash B'in Oysah. So Mitzia, we'll get to that Sugiyah Mitzia when we get to the Shvuah. Okay? Good. Anyways, at this point, Omel Reb Chiya bar Abba, Hochi Om Reb Yechanan, Reb Chiya bar Abba now says to Reb Chiya bar Yosef, notice that we have this second time now, Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Chiya bar Yosef disagreeing. He says, Hochi Reb Yechanan, Bo'imedis al Avusa Shana, the hay of Avusa is a mapik, hey? And that it's talking about that the animal is standing by its trough. Right? With Shaden Pasik, Yodashor Kneyu, the Chamor Avis Ba'olov. Ami Chasisham Rachmanim, the Navi says, Lo Yoda, they don't even know anything about me. The Shor and the Chamor, they know what they're supposed to know. And my Jews, my Yiddish folk, they don't even know about me, about Kodesh Baruch. But anyway, So what does it say over here? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the animal is standing on its avos, and its avos on its trough. What does that mean, Zotrashi? It means shaloi shalach bayad shanu. We're not talking about a case of shlichas yad that he took it to the field to work with, or the horse to ride around on, or the chamar to go and take freight. But it's sitting at the trough, an innocent behaima. And the person said, the din of the made a tie and turned down as ganav, and then it turned out mitashvur, a mitzvah edim, then yichayiv kefal. So now on the surface, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing. That what the other man, the Yomah, said is dafka b'shlichas yad, and Rabbi Yochanan said, no shlichas yad. So in Rabbi Yochanan itself, we have now a shaila. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean by this? By emedes al avus hashan? It's only Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Chiya bar Ab. Did he mean to say dafka b'medes al avus hakomar? Only time you pay kefil if he was not shaleich b'yad. Avshalach b'yad kana if he was shaleich b'yad. As a result of using it, he has now been koine it the kinyone gizela, and now he becomes a teres gazlin on this horse, or on this shor, on this chamar, and therefore shvula mahanya beklum, and the subsequent shvula that he made already is no longer relevant. It's loimala veloimoyed, because the only din of shvua is between tanis ganef, and you have a ganef, a regular ganef that stole, or a toyin tanis ganef that he held the pikod, and he was originally he got it beheter, and now he turns tanis ganef mitashvua, then you have to pay kefil. But here he's not, the Shavu is already irrelevant, because since he was Shalech Bayad, he became now a Tertis Gazan Aleha, like the Gemara said yesterday, according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says a person who's Koyfer Bipikodin, he's already considered to be a Gazlan, and that already elevates him no longer from a din of a Shem Chinam, but he's Chai Philip Onsen, because he's a Gazlan. Here too, by the fact that he was Shalech Bayad, he becomes a Gazlan. So the Shavu Amit Toyintan as Ganav is already irrelevant, it's already passe. And that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds Davka by Medes al Avos, where he wasn't Shaleach Bayad, he did not become a Gazan, he remained a Ganef by being Toyin Tanas Ganef. That's the case that you pay Kefil. Or, Oidim Afiloi Medes al Avusak Omar. Maybe his dispute with Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef was not such a large in scope, such a far-reaching machlokes, but rather he's saying is, don't say Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. It's dafke in a case of shleich bayan. Even if he wasn't shleich bayan, it doesn't have to be shleich bayan. Any type of situation where you have a shoymer that's toyin tan is ganeth, and after that makes a shvur, and after that Adam come and say that he himself was a ganeth, in such a case he has to go and pay kefil. So therefore we want to know, what did Rabbi Yochanan say in his dispute with Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef? Is he saying dafka that he was not shaleach bayad, or is he saying you don't need shaleach bayad? If you're un shaleach bayad, you're also chayiv kefil.
How can it be kona? If there's no yirish, the owner still thinks he's going to get it back. How is there a kinyan here?
We don't mean a kinyan in the traditional sense that he made a kinyan mashiach, a hagbah, or anything like that. We mean for these purposes he has a status of a gazlan that he's now elevated in terms of his chiyuvim, and he's no longer
demoted, be reduced, because a gazlan is different than a gazlan. Out of the parsha of gazlan, it's actually a reduction.
If you go back to Daf Kuf Hey Omid Beis, we had Omar of Sheshes, about 10-12 lines from the bottom. Omar of Sheshes, HaKoyvet B'Kodim, he didn't even do anything. In Achalech Yobiyad, Nishlech Biyad, he's Koyvet B'Kodim, just Koyvet. Nas Olav Gazlin Mechai B'Onsin, he now becomes a Gazlin. That's what Igmar means when he has Kinyon Exel. We don't mean that it belongs to him.
Okay.
We mean that he has the status of a Gazlin for these purposes.
Thank you for clarifying.
No problem. Anyway, the Igmar on top of Kuf Vavam and Aleph said, Ilfa Shavua Koine. When you make a shvu, you koine something. What does it mean, shvu koine? So Rashi, this chay ba'onsin, mishor shenishba l'shekikam. When you make that shvu, you're koine in the sense that you're now mechuyev, you're now upgraded, downgraded, whichever way you want to call it, but now he has a new status of a gazlan, and what's the status of a gazlan? Yichay ba'onsin. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, kon zayin the svara of Rabbi Yochanan is, that if you're shalech bayad, you become a teres gazlan. Once you're teres gazlan, then all of this Toyin Tanez Ganef falls away, because you're a Gazlan, you can't be a Toyin Tanez Ganef. It's inconsistent. The answer to your question as to what Rabbi Yochanan meant, or even a Medes Alevusa, I didn't hear this Shaila or an answer to the Shaila, but I can be poshuted from something very similar. And again, we talk about Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoyin Tanis Ovad. What happens if initially the Mafkid comes to the Shoyman and says, where is my Pikodin? And he says, Ovad, it was lost. And certain pasuk shvuah says Hashem tiyeh ben shneim machashvuah v'nishba mikimachta shvuah on a toyin tanis ovad v'nishba. If edim come, will he have to pay kevel zicha nisht? Will he have to pay keren? That depends. Oh, says Barry, certainly, of course. After all, toyin tanis ovad is a shvuah.
Rav says this is
shvuah. Oh, so now you changed your mind already.
Rav says this is shvuah.
Anyway, bottom line is the Gabi Tanya Tanas Ovad, whether you have to pay Karen or not after you make a Shvuah. That was already yesterday's Gemara, a Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman and others. Beginning back to our Gemara today, he was Toyin Tanas Ovad, finished when he made a Shvuah, the Chosveton Tainas Ganet. Subsequently, the same Mafkid took him this bezin or another bezin, he told him, hey, mister, give me back my Pikot. And guess what happens? Now he says not that it was stolen. He said that it was not that he said that it was lost. He says Toyin Tanis Ganav, it was stolen. Finish when he makes a nushvur. Ubo Edom, eventually Edom came and said that he Utaka stolen himself. Now he's partly, he doesn't have to go and pay kefil. Why doesn't have to pay kefil? L'choyre my time alav mishem de kona bishvur rishoyna, that he was coined. Again, we don't mean the coined in the sense that he belongs to him, but now he becomes a gazlon when he made his first shvur. Since he becomes a gazlon, he makes his first shvur. By the time he gets to his second shvur, when he's his tiny and tanis ganef, it's limale v'loy moyed, he's already stamped as a full-fledged gazlon. So therefore, l'choyre with this, we can go and be poshet our shayla. That what did Rabbi Yochanan say about before? That Rabbi Yochanan said, according to the first tzad, Davka ben Meres Alevusa ka'omar, Avishalach bayad kona, he becomes a gazlan, Ushvula mahanye beiklum, and therefore he's potter, now on the Toyin Tanis Ganav, on that shvua. So we ask, is that what Rabbi Yochanan really holds? Yeah, because I have a comparable case, not a case of Shulech bayad, but I have a case of Toyin Tanis Ovad, with there too. As a result of that first shvua, the Gemara wants to say he became kona, like shlech, but Yad is kona, becomes a gazlan. By making the shvua that it was Ovid, he becomes now a gazlan. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, if subsequently he makes a new shvua, ten times ganef, he's already potter because he's already a gazlan. He can't become a ganef after he became a gazlan. So the chayr we can go be poshed
as shayla. And does he take care of?
Depends on Rav. Yeah. According to Rav, you would not pay care. And according to Rav Nachman, everybody else, he would pay care.
Everybody else,
other than Rav. Oh, Marley, Zokti Marley, you have no raya. The reason why the second time when he made the Toyin Tanis Ganav, he's parted from paying kefil, is not because that his first shvua made him. Do you upgrade or downgrade? Made him now into a gazlan, and as a result of becoming a gazlan, he can no longer become a Toyin Tanis Ganav. That's already kind of irrelevant. It doesn't say malvulei moed. That's not the reason why. The reason is omalei loy hoyl v'yotzi de bal b'shvur ishoina. Every person only has one right to a shvur. The balim only have the right to be mashbiim once. Doesn't say in the Torah you can go be mashbiim 100 times. You have a right to be mashbiim once. People ask, what about the previous gemara? You had 5 times. You can ask that. Yeah. But for our purpose of our gemara, you only have a right to one shvur. So therefore, if this person now made the second shvur, that second shvur, says Rashi, is no longer shvur sadayonim. It's just as if he was a kafat type of situation. And therefore, under the book of the Rashi, Loy. I told you you're going to ask that question. Okay, now, put your finger here by Itmanami. Let's go to the Rashi, which is Loy, which is about 2 lines further down in the Rashi. Not upgrade or downgrade, but it's 2 lines lower. So, Rashi, Loy. It's not that because of the shmua that Toyin Tanis Ovad, it becomes a koina that it's his. As soon as he made a shvua, he was yoitze his chiyuv of the nikra balabais of him that he has to go make a shvua to gemach the shvua. The shvua achrein is who lav shvua is the animal lechay vekevel. The kibin the nishva betchila shvloi hayim achule shvua shvua lebalim. You no longer have another chiyuv shvua. So that new chiyuv shvua is no longer shvua sadiyanim, and therefore that cannot be mechayev you on kevel. But that other Gemara wasn't talking about Kefil. The other Gemara was talking about Chaynish and Ehasham. Zaytzachos and the other Gemara. Of course, you'd have to look in the Mepharshim to go into this a little bit deeper. But apparently, that Gemara, since it's talking about Chaynish and Hashem, for that you don't need a Shvua Sadiyanim. You just need a Shvua generally. And if you remember, that price, in fact, said, the Mishnah said it was Bein Bibbezin, Bein Shloi Bibbezin. So Zaytzachos, you don't need a Shvua Sadiyanim. You just need a regular Shvua for those persons. But I got to be careful. You only have one bite at the apple. You don't have two bites. Once he made a shvua shulei avad, then you don't have a right to demand from him another shvua shulei ganav. And that's why on that second shvua, since one of the shvuas adayanim, it's not mechayif kefil. But that has nothing to do with our gemara. Our gemara is not talking about he made a first shvua and a second shvua. Our gemara is talking about he was shaleach boyat. So therefore, says the Gemara, I cannot be poishet the shayla from that other price, or from that other member of Rabbi Yochanan. It manami umra bovin umra blah umra Rabbi Yochanan. Ha toyin tanas avedim bepikodoy venishba, because v'toyin tanas gneva venishba ubo eidim potter. Why is it potter? Hoyl v'yotidei baal meishur yishayla. You only get one bite, you don't get two bites. It has nothing to do with the shayla of the shaleach bayad, and therefore the Gemara Tak is not poishit. What would Rabbi Yochanan hold in a case of shlichas yad? Would you mechayev kefil or not? So far we've had two shittas over here. We have Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef that says you're only chayev kefil if you're shaleach bayad, and we have Rabbi Yochanan, we're not sure when he said that it's thinning. No question about it. If the chamor is thinning al evusa and it never moved and he was not shaleach bayad, clearly there is a din of kefil. But what happens if he was shaleach boyad? We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan would hold under those circumstances. But we have now a third shita, which is the other side of the spectrum, the other end of the spectrum. Omer of Sheshes, Toyin Tanis Ganav Bikoven, Kivin Shishalach Boyad, Potter! Wow! If he did a shlichas yad, he's potter from kefil. Potter from kefil. What's the reason why? He learns the same pasuk that we said before, but he learns it just the opposite. My time. Haki kamer achmana. The nikkur balabayis ol elihim. Im leisholach yirim leches riyayu. When do you go in front of the bezin? And then the bezin is machayvi to make a shvua. And then the bezin is machayvi to go and pay kefil of chas shalom you stole. Im leisholach yaday. Hashalach yaday potter. If you shalach yaday, this whole halacha does not apply. Good. Anyway, so therefore now we have three shittas. If somebody stops you in the street and he says, "By Toyin Tanis Ganav, remind me, what's the halacha? If he was shaleach bayad, is he chayiv to go and pay kefil, or is he not chayiv to pay kefil?" So you have to say it's a three-way machlekes. What's a three-way machlekes? According to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, you're only chayiv kefil if you was shaleach bayad. According to Rav Sheshes, if you're shaleach bayad, you're never chayiv kefil. It's only if he was not shaleach bayad. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not sure. Chveisish, because the Gemara asked the shayla, and the Gemara was not. The Gemara tried to be poishet it, but we were doicha. They poishet it.
Is Rav Sheshes a little better? It's not.
It's not crystal clear yet.
No,
Rav Sheshes is easy. Rav Sheshes says you have a mafkid who gave a horse to a shayman. He said, "Shayman, I'm coming back in 30 days." During that 30-day period, this Shoimer went and used the horse. He went to Shul riding on the back of the horse, and therefore he was Shaleach Boyad. And now the Mafke comes back 30 days later and says, "Where's my horse?" "It was stolen." "Really? It was stolen? Really?" "Yes. I hereby make a solemn oath that it was stolen with Shaleach Boyad." And afterwards, two Adam come and say that he himself stole it. So under normal circumstances, he would go and say, "Toyin Tanis Ganav, mit Ashvur, Mit Adam, he has to go and pay kefil." Says Rav Sheshes, "No, since he was shaleach bayad, he is potter from paying kefil." Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'nikra balabais olehim." When do you go to Bezdin to make a shvua? Im leishalach yerem lechas riyayu. But if he was shaleach yad, you don't even go to Bezin to make a shmua because there's no din of shmua if you were shaleach yad.
It's feels that the pasuk is being rhetorical. And speaking in,
if he made a shvua, it was not a biblically ordained. It was not a shvua that the Torah was mechayiv. It's not a shvua sadayonim like Rashi said before. You can make 100 shvuas from today to tomorrow. You can stand on your head. You can be kofas in bezin, outside of bezin. But a shvua that is mechayiv kefil is only if there was no shlichus yad pre shvua. If you shalech by yad, no din of shvua, and therefore no din of kefil. Rabbi, you have to go and pay the keren, but no din of kefil.
So here, Bar Yosef and the animal chase using the same pasuk, but they're darshing a different.
Just the opposite, right. Exactly the opposite. 180 degrees, exactly right. And Rabbi Yochanan is somewhere in the middle. We don't know if he holds like this, he holds like that. Is Giblom Gilden Ashay? And we continue on the Gemara Yetzvayt a new shtickle. This is now Barry shtickle from before. Amalei Rav Nachman. Does Rashi say beferish over here that it was the kritzach? He doesn't say specifically, but that's why he come to chayz. Good. Getting back to our gemara. So tiyatzi gemara omelir Rav Nachman. Where mashbiim three shvuos, meaning every single time by a pikadoin. If the shoymer zok nisht, then we go and hide them three shvuos. What are the three shvuos? Shvuos shleiv b'shatiba. Presumably we're talking about a shem chinam. Because Hashem Chinam, if he's Peshe, he's Chayiv. Of course, by all of them he's Chayiv. But the minimum by Hashem Chinam, which is the lowest standard of care, if he's Peshe above, because he'd be Chayiv. Shavu'ish lo, I wasn't Peshe. Shavu'ish lo shlechta b'yad. I wasn't in Shalech Yad. Shavu'ish ain't a b'shusi. It's not in my Rishus. Why do you have to go make all three Shavu'is? Says Tois is because if not, this person might be a conniver. If you look at the middle Tois, the Shavu'is might be an Oisei. Middle Tois. Tarach Kulu. If he says I was not Peshaya, Akati Hashin and Shem Rishusihu. Itaka wasn't Peshaya. He wasn't negligent at all. He's guarding it very well for himself. Huh? I wasn't Peshaya. I put on the best locks and nobody should find it, not even the mafkid. Ukishin Nishba, Shaina Bishusai, if he makes a shwur that's not a shusi, Khamechish, Shemeshalach Bayad. Even though it's stuck and not b'shusa, but maybe he was shaleach yad. Umischayv in mischayv outzeh shlichas yad. Af b'shloi fasha, meina b'shusa. So therefore you have to make multiple shvuas to cover the entire waterfront. He wasn't b'sheya, and it's not b'shusa. It was shaleach b'yad. Good. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So now we're going to make an analysis, and based on this analysis, Rav Nachman is going to ask a kasha on Rav Sheshes. So Gemara, my love, since we put these three and bundle them together, these three shvuas. And one of the shvuas is shvuas shlo shalachti b'yad. My love shvuas shlo shalachti b'yad. Dumi the shvuas shayna b'shusi. Ma shvuas shayna b'shusi. Ki megaliya milza de'isei b'shusi. Chayiv. What happens? He made a shvuas shayna b'shusi. And then afterwards we have two edim that say that it is b'shusi. And in fact we find the staka in his b'shus. Since he was toyin tan as ganav, he says, I don't have it, it was stolen, it's not in my rishus. Two edim come and say, isn't it in his rishus? What's going to be the halacha? You're going to have to pay kefil. Avshvush lishnachta bayad. Ki magal yemilt the shalach bayad. If afterwards it turns out that his shvu was false, and he was shalach bayad, then he's going to be chayef kefil. Rav Sheshes said, no, if you're shalach bayad, you automatically put him in a kefil, even though he made a shvu, even though he stole it. Shalech b'yad is potter. Dosh deta l'choira from the smichus of these two shvuas. That just like the shvuas ain't a b'shusi, if afterwards it turns out in his b'shus, he'd be chayef kefil. So shvuas shalech b'yad, if he was shalech b'yad, he'd be chayef kefil. Just like Rabbi Chiya Yosef said at the top of the Amid. He's chayef shalech b'yad. Amalei shvuas shalech b'yad, do me shalech b'shati ba. I take to do the smichus like you said. But not to the shvua of Sheinu B'shusi, but the shvua shloi b'shatiba. The mashvua shloi b'shatiba, he wasn't b'shea. Ki megal yimil to the pasha ba, what happens if it turns out that he was b'shea? Potter mi kefil. He won't have to be kefil. What will he have to pay? He'll have to pay keren. Because a shoymer chinam that was b'shea, he has to go and pay keren. The only time he has to go and pay kefil, if it was a toyim tam is ganeth. If there was a gneva b'aveda. Gneva b'aveda alone, he would be chayv. To be chayv kefil, he has to be a toyin tanas ganav together with a shvur, and then two eidim come, he'll be chayv kefil. He's okti mar. He's parted from paying kefil. You only have to pay keren, but to be kefil. So therefore, Rav Sheisha says, don't say Rav Nachman that I am comparing the shvuah shalish shalachta b'yad to the shvuah she'ena b'shusi. Rather, go and compare it to the shvuah shalish shapashati ba. And therefore, you have no raya from this halacha of the shalish shvuahs. By Rav Chama, Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.